Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. So in today's episode, we're going to be speaking about the truth in the universe and the meanings of words and the energy behind language and thought and manifestation, all those kinds of good things. So what's interesting is just what's taken place in the world over the last 3 years and the many, many truths that have been kind of exposed or revealed. And so this is my viewpoint. What's really interesting is I didn't realize that I've been seeking truth my whole life. Asking questions about the meaning of life. Why are we here? What are we here for? As a very young person, like, is there a heaven? Is there a God? Are aliens real? Are ghosts real? Those are the kinds of questions that I've kind of been asking my whole life. And it comes back to something called ask and ye shall receive. When you ask a question and you put it out there, it will be answered. It will be revealed to you. And so I guess maybe that's kind of what's been the process and what's kind of led me on the journey that I've been on, especially in the last 20 years, maybe even 25, because I would say I kind of had a spiritual epiphany around the age of, like, when my oldest daughter was about 6 months old. And so she's turning 25 in a few weeks. So, or actually in about a week. And so that's kind of my marker. I just remember how that day changed everything in my perspective. And I started to question even deeper. And so my work over these last 25 years has really been the universe showing me things through having experiences and talking to other people. And so when you are seeking truth, you're always looking for, this is just in my words, looking for things that are conflicting with the information you already have, questioning it all. Does it make sense? Running it through kind of your filters. You know, does it make sense? Does it not make sense? And so I guess I've kind of become an expert in that area. And so that's why, it seems sometimes people will take it as someone being arrogant, but it's not arrogance, it's confidence. And that's maybe sometimes how I come across, because I'm confident in what I know. I'm confident in my ability to process information and question information. And I'm gathering information continually and checking to see, does this conflict? Does that conflict? Does this make sense? Does that make sense? And getting a general sense of the energy of the situation. And out of that, the truth will be revealed to you. And so I just find that process very interesting. And so when I started this kind of more spiritual journey 25 years ago, I didn't know what to think. You know, are ghosts real? Do we have a connection to our loved ones? What happens to us after we die? And obviously, me stepping into becoming a medium has really obviously shown that I eventually figured out that it was real and it was true, and really stepped into connecting with people and their loved ones on the other side. And so when I now step into what's kind of taken place over the last 3 years, and I was very aware before all of the pandemic stuff kind of hit that there was something that was coming. And so what I don't want to get into those details, but what I want to share with you is the process for asking the questions and getting, you know, kind of digging down deep into what is truth versus, you know, what is not. Now, I hear many people speaking also about, like, what is your truth? And that's fine, because there's going to be some things that are true for you that might not be true for someone else. For example, you know, I may eat something that is very, I'm very sensitive to, and I can have a reaction in my body, and the next person can eat it and be 100% fine. So that would be my truth versus their truth. But what I'm focused on and the bigger picture of things is the truth. What is the truth? Because, you know, there could be, even in the foods that we are, I guess, being offered in grocery stores are not necessarily for our health. And so could it be that I'm just more sensitive and aware of how my body's reacting, whereas other people just kind of tune it out and have no clue? You know, is that something that could be going on? It is a total possibility. So how do we get to the truth? Well, the first step really is you have to want to see the truth. And I think there's a lot of people out there in the world that just don't want, I think they believe that if they don't know about it or see it, then it doesn't exist. And that's just not true. Like me connecting to people's loved ones, just because other people don't see or sense those energies doesn't mean they aren't already there. And so that's the invitation. It's like, do you even want to see the truth? And I think there's a lot of people out there who are afraid of the truth, because then it might mean, you know, they have to make some changes in their own life or whatever that might be. But the thing is, you can avoid it and avoid it and avoid it, but eventually you're going to have to face it. And how I see it is, I would much rather know what's coming so I can be prepared than to have the cosmic 2x4 come out and be like, oh my gosh, and have my world flipped upside down. That's just how I perceive it. And again, there's no right or wrong in this world. It's just, what are you choosing? And so I had a conversation with a friend recently around, you know, what is it that you want to create in your life? You know, and that's another uncanny ability that I have. I guess that is one of my strengths, but I think we all need to start looking at is I can see what is being created right now and how that's going to impact or affect my future. And that's not the future I want to have. So I'm standing up to it right now. And I'm saying, no, that doesn't work for me. That's not the world that I want to live in. And you don't get to do that. And so again, like sometimes having these conversations with people, it's like hopefully makes a light bulb come on and go, oh, I never thought of it that way. And so that's why I've been vocal. That's why I've been speaking out. And we have to understand that there's also the dark side, the darker forces that don't want the truth out there, because if people know the truth, they're going to choose something totally different, right? And so I've had conversations around the dark and the light before in other episodes, and darkness is just lack of information. When you're in the dark, you don't know what you don't know, right? There could be a table in front of you that you're about to trip on, but you don't have the information because you don't have the information. Whereas when you're in the light, you can see everything. You can be like, oh, okay, I'm going to maneuver around this. Oh, I'm going to pick that up. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you can see with total clarity. And so that really is part of the difference. Now, I mentioned earlier when I started this episode that I was also going to talk about words and the energy behind it, and spells. And so I, you know, part of me is going, really, you're going to talk about this stuff? Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Because I think, again, the darkness, again, tries to keep us in the dark. So then we, if you don't see what it is, if you don't know and you can't see, you can't avoid it. But if you have the information, now you have clarity and now you can go, oh yeah, no, that I'm not choosing that. So, when we talk about spells, what comes to mind, right? It's like, oh, it's magic, it's witchcraft, it's all these things, like in quotes, in the bad things, right? That's where we want to go. And that's what the dark wants us to believe. But do spells exist? Yes. What is spelling? Like, let's start really looking at meanings of words. That's what I'm inviting you to do here. Really start questioning, you know, what's being placed upon us and what's being done. It is forming words with letters, right? That's how you spell a word. And then you speak those words. And so that is kind of the energy behind spelling. So words have meanings. And so I want to give you an example. And I think I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but my mom in the 90s had this thing that she always said, and it was, life's a bitch and then you die. And knowing now what I know, you know, with the meanings of words, and she basically put herself under that spell and she ended up living it. That is how the rest of her life went. So she was diagnosed, I think in about 92, and she was only about 40. She was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis, and she declined very, very rapidly. And she ended up in a wheelchair, and her speech kind of went on her. So it was very hard to understand her. She had a difficult time feeding herself, that kind of stuff. And then she kind of just declined to a point, and then she just evened out, and that's where she stayed for the remainder of her years. And she just passed away last fall. And so, you know, that's kind of how she lived for a couple of decades. And that was her motto, life's a bitch and then you die. And she did end up in a nursing home, probably around the age of just like her early 50s. So roughly, I probably have a couple more years to go yet. And I would be the same age my mom was when she went into a care home, living with old people with dementia and whatnot. So is that a good example of, you know, life being a bitch and then you die? Like, imagine living that way when you're so young. So, you know, there's an energy to the words that you are speaking. And so it is to be very careful around what you are speaking, but also paying attention to the words and manipulations that are being used on us in the media and in the news and all of those places, because are we being placed under a spell? So there's a lot more going on out there than we realize. And what I've noticed in the spiritual communities is people, again, just avoiding the truth. And I think we have to be willing to see the truth and be willing to see what is being placed upon us, but also to be willing to say, I'm the creator of my life. I am a sovereign being, and no one gets to have that power over me. The only way that you can ever have power over you is if you're in allowance of it. And so in this conversation with this friend of mine, I just said, like, evil happens while good people stand by and do nothing. And so there's lots of people doing that right now. They're like, well, you know what? I'm just going to let it go. And I'm just going to focus on, you know, what I need to do. And I can't stand that negative stuff and yada, yada. And so then they avoid it. And you can't do that. It's to be aware of it. It's to say, I'm not participating. That's not going to be part of my reality. And what is it that I want to create moving forward? So, you know, just some food for thought here around all of that, and be paying attention to your words and the words that are being spoken to you as well, because those words that are being spoken to you are maybe putting you under a manipulation or an illusion as well. And so, you know, once again, it's something that I didn't realize was a capacity that I had, that I can see through things. I can tell when there's an energy of one thing being said, but then there's another energy underneath it. And so I did point out a couple of things there too, in that this thing started, gosh, I remember, I think my daughter was in high school, and it's a thing now that is stated at the start of every public kind of speech and whatever. And it sounds like it's a good idea, but it wasn't created for harmony, for unity, for the greater good. It is actually created to divide, and there's also another agenda behind it. And so I'm not going to get into those details here. But I was very, very, very aware that something felt very wrong when those words were spoken, even though they ring an energy of yes, like it's for this specific people, but that's actually not what it's about. That's not what it's about. There's another energy that goes along with it. And so that's called spelling. And so then people fall under the spell. And there was another example too. Oh yes. So now we have all these flags flying. And that also is there to create division. So how about we just go with, we are all, you know, people with hearts in our bodies and blood that pumps through our veins. And how about we just be confident in who we are and what choices that we're making? And we don't have to force other people to acknowledge us. Like, why do you need that outside acknowledgement? Just be confident in who you are and what you are living and let the rest go. Because we could all take a stand and say, well, what I do is, you know, is important. And if everybody did that, then it would just create division. So again, it's these minorities now that are, you know, demanding all this attention, but why? Like, what does that do? That doesn't create unity. It's not creating unity. It's actually creating division. So it may seem like, again, because things may feel good at the time, it doesn't mean that the energy behind it is the truth. And so there's a lot of manipulations and lies going on. And so I've written down the idea to write a book about the lies of this reality. And so again, this kind of comes back to living in the third dimension, right? Where all of this drama is. And again, we have to remember everything is energy. Everything is energy. And there could be manipulations in there that you're not even aware of because it sounds good, but the energy behind it or underneath it, that's not why it's being created at all. And so that's kind of how evil works. It goes into disguise and then people just don't even know. And so I think that's kind of what drives me crazy at times. And I think some people, you know, that follow me on Facebook and all of those kinds of things don't like my energy because I'm confident in what I'm saying. It's just like President Trump. He's confident in who he is and how he sees things. And it's just... And then people get turned off by it because they think that they're arrogant, and that's not it at all. They're just confident in what they know. And so that's how I can come across at times too. And I do get very frustrated because at times it's like, why can't people see this? Like, it's so plain as day and plain sight. But I also have to acknowledge that not everybody has the ability to see with the clarity that I do. And I've been doing this my whole life. You know, I can see the choices that I'm making today, what that's going to create in my future. And many people can't. And so they just pick what feels good today. But what feels good today is not necessarily going to create the future that they're desiring out, you know, out in the future. So it is very important to start paying attention to that. And, you know, to ask to have your eyes open, to ask to see the truth, to demand the truth from everyone you speak to. The truth is a universal law. Okay. So if you expect the truth, you're demanding the truth, it will be revealed to you. But if you're afraid of the truth and you don't want to see it, it won't be revealed to you. So, you know, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Like, I love that quote because it's so true. And I think there's so many people who just don't want to see the truth. They want to live in their bubble and hope that everything works out. And guess what? If too many people do that, it isn't going to work out. We need people to stand up, to demand the truth, to see the truth, and to say, no, that's not what I'm creating. That's not the future that I desire to live in, because we all have a responsibility in the creation of to say, you know what, that's not the reality I want to live in. That's not where I'm creating from. So, that's kind of it in a nutshell, what I wanted to share in this episode. You know, are you willing to demand the truth? Are you willing to see the truth? Are you willing to be a powerful, magnificent creator of your own life and creator of something greater in this world? And, I kind of diverted off the 3D, 5D talk, but are you really pulled into the third dimension and all the drama and being distracted? And are you willing to rise up to a higher frequency to go to the fifth dimension, which is where we should be creating from? Because if we're creating in the third, it's likely from a space of fear, because that's, you know, it's fear, it lies, manipulations in the third dimension for the most part. And are you willing to rise up into the fifth dimension so that you can really see that bigger picture and really see beyond, you know, the lies of this reality and see what's really being created and step into your power and potency as the creator? So that's kind of what I wanted to share with all of you today. I hope that this was something that contributed to you, that maybe is, you know, contributing to you thinking about what it is that you're creating, what it is that you're aware of, and what it is that you are desiring in your future. And as I look up and look at the clock, I see that it's 11:11. So remember, it is up to you to focus on what you want, and 11:11 can mean make a wish. So what is it that you are desiring? But it's also about new beginnings and taking those actions, stepping into the new story, letting go of the old. And are you willing to do that? What is your new story? What is it that you want to create for your life and living? And what is it that, you know, needs to just be left in the past as your experiences and how you grew and learned from those experiences, not making them right or wrong, but instead just being in the space of, you know, how do I move forward and what does my future look like today? So remember, you are the creator of your life, and if something isn't working for you, you can change it. See you in the next episode. Bye for now.